it's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello there, and welcome to Growing Hope. I am Catherine Lang, Hope Smith Extraordinaire, and according to my husband, yes, I am the face of encouragement. And it's true. I enjoy encouraging people. I enjoy finding ways to make people smile, help them enjoy their journey, just kind of to change the tone or flip the script of whatever it is that I'm dealing with or that the people around me are dealing with. And amazingly, that's a great way to de-stress. And since we're talking this whole month about living a de-stress life, what better way than to understand how laughing matters, or the laughing matter of de-stressing, however you want to look at it. Because when we laugh, we change the situation. Now, granted, laughing inappropriately isn't always the best answer, but it works for me. It might stress my husband out, but it works for me. So this week, we're going to focus on laughter and enjoying this journey more. And we're going to talk about the health benefits of laughter, the head benefits of laughter, the home benefits of laughter, the hurdle of laughing matters, and also a habit of laughing matters. When we laugh, when we smile, I'm sure you've heard it said, the whole world smiles with you, right? Because it's catching. It's one of the greatest viral things out there. A smile. It just catches. It passes on. The other day, the pastor told a joke, and I laughed out loud because it was funny. And he tells a lot of funny things, and I laugh. If I find it funny, I laugh. But he did stop me, and he asked me not to laugh out loud because I throw him off his game. He said he didn't mind if I laughed. He just didn't want me laughing out loud. Because I draw his attention. But I try to always find a way to laugh, and I give myself permission to laugh. My husband will tell the story, and for me, it was one thing. For him, it was a completely different experience. But we were not dating at the time, and he was in Fiddler on the Roof, and he was one of the soldiers that was wooing one of the daughters from Fiddler. And I happened to be in the audience. So he's giving his monologue, and it's this big, long spiel about how great and wonderful he is, and then he finishes up with, and extremely modest, right? So he's telling this girl how great and wonderful he is, and then he ends it with, and I'm extremely modest. I thought it was funny. I still think it's funny, and I laughed out loud. But apparently, I was the only person in the audience that got the joke, right? And it wasn't just because we weren't dating at the time, and he made that comment. It really was a good line, and he delivered it very well. Just don't tell him I told you that. So, but he heard me, and he knew it was me, and I threw him off his game. I tend to do that sometimes, right? But the point is that I gave myself permission to laugh. If it's funny, it's okay to laugh. I wasn't laughing at him. I was laughing at the line. It was a very well-written line. And we need to be okay with laughing, because laughing is such a wonderful thing for our body. Today, we're going to talk about the health benefits that come from laughter, because laughing, it's not just the best medicine. It does so much more for us than just health benefits. And we'll talk more about the head benefits later. But in the health realm, it's going to enhance our intake of oxygen. It's going to burn calories. Laughing burns calories. Laughing can make you skinny, right? If laughing burns calories, why can't it just make us skinny? It releases the endorphins, the feel-good hormones. It also releases the neuropeptides, the things that will actually fight stress for us. And it relaxes the body. Who knew? When we are in a time of struggle, the more that we are invested in looking for joy, the stronger we're going to be to get through that struggle. I know that I joke about being an aficionado of inappropriate laughter, but one of the reasons that inappropriate laughter is inappropriate is because people think it should be a solemn occasion. Many years ago, I attended what is called happening, and it was the first happening in Alabama, and it had been an ordeal. The group of people that attended this happening were attending an event that was planned by people that were from outside the state, and they didn't understand the connection and chemistry and way we did things in our youth groups, which was very different from the way they handled this event. So we were just worn out. It had been a really long weekend. And we're sitting in our small groups. One of the guys took off his shoes, and we immediately made him put them back on. Because it had been a really, really long weekend, right? And so we still are stuck in this small group, and we were talking and sharing, and then all of a sudden they call us out of the small group and they lead us into the church, and the church is all lit up with candles, and there's a group up above us in the balcony, and they're playing the music, and the guitar is just slowly, softly playing, and they're singing softly, and everything's really solemn and really, and then they said, okay, go up there to that place, that pew up there, and y'all take off your shoes. And we all busted out laughing. It was completely the wrong time to laugh, but we knew what was going to happen when that guy took off his shoes. But we were okay with that. It didn't ruin the church didn't collapse around us, and the singers didn't break strings on their guitar because we were laughing. And it eased our situation, because that's one of the things that laughter does. It allows us to have that feel-good hormone pour out of us and allows us to be better in the situation. Did you know, first, that laughing increases the amount of oxygen-rich air you take in? So think about that. When you're laughing, you're breathing in deeper probably than you do normally, and you're not thinking about it, just breathing, and you're laughing and breathing in and breathing out. Well, when you're breathing in and taking in all of this oxygen-rich air, you're stimulating your heart in a good way, in a productive way, which also increases your circulation in a good and productive way. So you're helping your heart, lungs, and circulation just with laughter. The second thing that laughter does for our health is that it burns calories. I was so excited when I found this out. I mean, I knew that it was good for you, but it burns calories. Laughing for 10 minutes can burn up to 20 calories. A good comedic movie? Think about that. I mean, you burn 200 calories just watching a movie. You can almost have that popcorn guilt-free. But it's so good for you because it's working the diaphragm. It's working the abs. It's even working the shoulders. Hey, maybe that's how I can help my husband out. Make him laugh more and his shoulder won't hurt so much. Of course, I have to make him laugh and not laugh at him. Apparently, that doesn't work. Another health benefit of your laughter is that it releases the endorphins. That's your feel-good hormone. That's the thing that, if you eat sugar, take certain drink some things, endorphins. Endorphins are a good thing, and they can be released in different ways. But with laughter, the endorphins are going to help you temporarily, at least, relieve pain. laughing can relieve pain. How great is that? See, another reason I need to make my husband laugh, and his shoulder won't hurt anymore. You can tell him I said that. Because he does not think I'm as funny as I do. There are so many benefits beyond just the strengthening and the releasing of endorphins and even the circulation. The fourth thing that the laughter does for us, as far as our health is concerned, is it releases these neuropeptides into our system. And these fight stress. Laughter literally combats stress. Literally. It's like when you're laughing, you send out these little soldiers to take down the stress people in your life. Isn't that a great image? Plus, those same soldiers are going to boost your immune system. So not only are they going to fight stress, but they're going to help fight off any other bad guys that are coming to attack your body. Laughter is not just about a funny joke or a funny TV show, although that's a great way to get some laughter in your life. But laughter is about the connection that we make with our circumstances, with our situation, and with each other. That's one of the reasons it's so good for us, is because it creates this bond. And we'll talk way more about this when we're talking about the benefits, the home benefits of laughter. But the fifth thing that laughter does for us is that laughter is going to relax the body. A good, hearty laughter situation will continue to give you a calm feeling, will continue to relax the body for up to 45 minutes after you've had this laughter experience. You have this calm and you have this ease because you've invested in all of this laughter. And we just thought we were having a good time. But despite that, and maybe because of that, maybe it's because we think it's just having a good time that we are so hesitant to let laughter reign in our lives. Instead of embracing laughter like the children, because, you know, on average, they found that children laugh 600 times a day, 600 times a day. That number just astounds me, because think about it. That's a lot. That's a couple of times every hour. If you laughed, I mean, if you had the 24 hours, let's say you're only awake for 18 hours. That's five times an hour. Every 10 minutes you're laughing. Who doesn't want to be around somebody like that? That's enjoying their journey so much that they're laughing every few minutes. But that's what children do. And children, they have the strong immune systems. Maybe we've misunderstood this whole time about why the children are learning better and they're stronger and they're healthier. And we've always thought it was because they were eating the dirt. But maybe it's because they're laughing and they're feeding their body this natural ability to be stronger and to be more relaxed and to be more prepared to fight stress and to fight off any other bad guys that come at them. Not to mention, let's go back to that, 600 times. If you're laughing 600 times, and let's say you laugh for 2 minutes each time. That's 1,200 minutes for those of us who are keeping score. So 1,200 minutes, and you are burning 20 calories each time. That's 2,400 calories a day. That's just in laughter alone. Don't discount laughter in your life. It is so good for your health. It allows you to breathe in that good oxygen. It stimulates your heart and makes your heart stronger and faster and better. Yes, we can build it, because we're going to laugh together the whole way. And then it's going to relax you. There is no greater way to de-stress in your life than to be relaxed. I mean, you can't be stressed and relaxed at the same time. It's trying to be positive and negative at the same time. They cannot coexist. You're either relaxed or you're stressed. You can't be stressed and relaxed. And if laughter allows that relaxation to carry over, all the more reason to find ways, find time, make time to laugh. Fake it until you make it if you gotta. I don't know if you've ever heard of the laughter game or if I just made up the name of it, but basically what you do is you get a couple of friends. One of you puts their head on the other's stomach and you make a circle, and one says ha and the other says ha ha, and you keep doing that around the circle, and eventually you're laughing for real. You're all laughing together and you're getting a nice hearty laughter. Instead of Zumba, let's have laughing circles. Let's just see how healthy we get if we take an hour and we sit around and we laugh together for a whole hour. Maybe that's how we change the world. We turn this craves of exercise and gyms into laughing matters. Because when we laugh, we're not just exercising. We're not just releasing those calories. We are developing healthy systems that are prepared to deal with not only what comes at us physically, but what comes at us emotionally. We are prepared to deal with that noise of the world we talked about last week. And we are armed up for anything that attacks our system. Because the laughter arms us for those purposes. It is not just a joke. Laughing matters in our lives. And we need to be more intentional in finding times and finding ways to laugh. Laugh together, laugh alone, whatever it takes. But laugh. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope. We will continue to be talking about laughing matters over the next several days because, well, laughing matters when it comes to de-stressing our lives. You can learn more about Growing Hope and about me over at KatherineLang.com. Join me on social media. On Facebook, I am the Katherine C. Lang, and on Twitter, I am Katherine C. Lang. And speaking of Twitter, we do have a weekly Twitter chat. Just follow the hashtag Growing Hope, and you can join in the conversation every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Central. And our Twitter chat follows along with what we're talking about on the podcast. We need to laugh, not at other people, but that good, wholesome laughter. And I always think about the Mary Poppins show, song, where I love to laugh, because the more you laugh, the more you're a merrier you. The more you can infuse that merry into the people that you encounter, and the more you're going to not just grow up your joyful journey, but it's going to infect the people you encounter. When you are, one of the greatest videos you're going to find is a laughing kid on the different social medias, because it makes you laugh. Laughter makes you laugh. It is contagious. We want to enjoy the journey, and when we see other people enjoying the journey, then we can too. So we're going to be serious about our laughing matters, because I know that with laughter, we're going to turn this world right side up. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.katherinelang.com to invite Katherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.